IVM.
Hello, welcome to The Origin of Things, or TOOT for short. A short format podcast where I give you the origins, the backstories, slightly dramatized but 100% true, of things that you know, love and use. I reveal what I'm talking about only at the very end, keeping you, the listener, guessing. Or so I hope. In the first two seasons, I've taken you through the stories that have led to some of your favorite brands and the unlikely stories and accidents that got us there. If there's a lesson from this podcast, let it be that great things can come from the most unexpected of places and even some mistakes. This season, however, I'm doing something different and focusing on music, the stories behind some of the most iconic songs that have ever existed. I am your host, Deepak Gopalakrishnan, or as the world calls me, Chuck. The origins of that for another day. Let's move on to today's story. Today's song is one of the most popular in the world. It has been for decades. Almost every week, it's sung in unison by millions around the world. And no, I'm not talking about Happy Birthday. This song, today beloved by so many, has its origins in a flop play from early 20th century Hungary. Ferenc Molnár, a prominent Hungarian playwright and director, wrote this story, and the plot is an interesting one. I doubt you're going to see it performed anywhere near you anytime soon, so excuse the spoiler. His play is the story of a merry-go-round worker called the titular Lilium, who falls in love with a woman called Julie. The two were to have a child together, but with Lilium not in great financial straits, decided to commit a crime to get the money. Long play short, Lilium is condemned to purgatory for his sins, but gets one day to do a good deed for his now teenage daughter. He fails in doing so, hence condemned to eternal hell. Cheerful. End summary of the play Lilium by Ferenc Molnár. A touching tale, certainly. So you must be wondering what modern day rock or metal is derived from this. Well, we'll get there soon. Despite aggressive marketing, the play Lilium wasn't a huge hit, and eventually Molnár sold the rights to a young American duo, let's call them Richard and Oscar, who adapted it as an American musical. This duo were fresh of the success of their first musical, Oklahoma. While initially reluctant to work on Molnár's script, the ending was too morose, after buying the rights, the duo made substantial changes, including transplanting the location, modifying the ending to something a little more hopeful, and of course adding music. The title itself was changed to Carousel, which is what the West calls a merry-go-round. An uplifting show tune was penned for the new uplifting finale, where the male protagonist silently motivates Julie and his daughter to sing the song as well. Overall, this musical did fairly well. And now, as you might have guessed, dear listener, that show tune is what we're going to be talking about on this episode. As was the case with many of those show tunes from popular musicals, it was covered by many bands. One such band was a certain Liverpool band managed by Brian Epstein. No, not that Liverpool band managed by Brian Epstein, but another one. Yes, there were other bands from Liverpool and other bands managed by Brian Epstein apart from the Beatles, at least early on. The band's vocalist, Gerard, presented his local football club's manager with the song, his version of it, and the latter immediately loved it. The British press, desperate for any masala between matches, quickly moved to call the song the new club song. Everyone seemed happy to play along, and in fact, Gerard's band was even invited onto the Ed Sullivan show, where he said of the football manager, "Bill came up to me and said, 'Jerry, my son, I've given you a football team and you have given us a song.'" End quote. I think those of you who are into football know exactly where this is going. The song ended up being the anthem for the football club, and the title even being memorialized above the club's iconic iron gates. So the next time you watch a game of Liverpool Football Club, either at home or, if you're lucky, at Anfield Stadium, joining 40,000 fans at the venue and millions others around the world sing along in unison. Remember that this song had its origins not in Liverpool, but far away in Budapest.
Without that story of darkness would not have come the story of hope, and maybe there's a lesson over there which is outside the scope of this podcast. The Beatles might have meant a lot to Liverpool, but it's not their song that's sung each time the local boys come out to play. No, it's Gerard's song. Jerry and the Pacemakers and their cover of a Rodgers and Hammerstein musical song, A Song of Hope, You'll Never Walk Alone. And with that, we end this season of The Origin of Things. Thank you for listening along. It was a different season, an experimental season. We didn't look at brands, that was traditionally the preserve of the show. We looked at the origin of songs. But now, to be honest, I am out of songs as well. Of course, there are many songs out there and many with interesting origin stories, but not all of them lend themselves well to the obfuscation that is the USP of this show. So we'll bring this chapter of The Origin of Things to a close. Let's just say that this album has finally ended. I hope you enjoyed this series, and I hope you became curious as to the origin of your own favorite songs or other aspects of pop culture. Sometimes it's not just magical inspiration when someone is sitting with a guitar. Like I said at the beginning of every episode this season, if there's a lesson from this podcast, let it be that great things can come from the most unexpected of places and even from mistakes. I hope you find your own inspiration from the most unexpected of places and even mistakes. As for me, I'll be working on other projects. My main show Simplified is still going on, and perhaps I'll do a second season of my interview show Getting Meta. And yes, there certainly will be some more Origin of Things in the future. So keep a check on my social media. I am at @Chuck_Gopal on Twitter and Chuck of All Trades on Instagram. These links are, of course, in the notes of this episode. And I would love to hear from you. Let me know what you thought of the series. Did you like it? Did you want me to continue on with more songs? Hey, maybe I'll do more of them in the future. Thank you for joining me for this musical season. I hope you liked what you heard, and I would love to hear from you. So please drop me a line. And hey, if you can leave a review for the show, that would be amazing. If you can take a screenshot of the show and share it on Twitter or Instagram and tag me, that would be absolutely amazing. Word of mouth is the only way that these shows grow. See you soon then with more episodes from The Origin of Things. This is Chuck signing off with Season 3. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us and all our shows on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, that's Chuck_Gopal on Twitter and Chuck of All Trades on Instagram. All links in the show notes of this episode. See you next week.